Well, good to see y'all this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited about being in a new year. How about you? Yes. Hallelujah. We've been talking about being led by the Spirit and just how vital that is to our life and everything. It took several weeks talking about that. But then last week, I don't know, the preach got on me and I just put my ears back and preached. And so it was kind of funny because I looked and there's usually about 30 or 40, sometimes 50 some people that listen to the webcast, or go in and listen to the message from Sunday morning, because we put those on our website. And this last week, we had 270-some as of yesterday that had listened to that. Now, I know that some of that was because some people were snowed in. Hallelujah. But we just believe that that's a good message for you to hear. Praise God. Just to get the year started off right. And if you did not hear that message, then I'd encourage you to just go to the website and listen to that. Praise God. It'll bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, today I just want to, I like that song we just sang there, Greater is He That Is In Me. But let's go over to Romans chapter 8. Let's look at a couple of verses here, and I got a direction that I believe that the Lord wants us to go today. And so we're going to get there. Hallelujah. And Romans chapter 8, and this verse 31, it says, "What shall we then say to these things?" Sometimes there's things we need to talk to. I know we as word-believing people and people of faith, hallelujah, I know that, sometimes we come under some criticism and get ridiculed about that and everything, but, it's all through the Bible. Jesus said, "Speak to the mountain." Amen. Here he says, "What shall we then say to these things?" There's things that come along in our life sometimes that we need to speak to. And especially when it is things that are contrary to the will of God for our life. And, but not just things that are contrary to the will of God for our life, but we need to speak things that are the will of God for our life. But it says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about that? Glory to God. We need to have that kind of mindset. If God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, what difference does it make who wants to be against us? If God be for us, hallelujah, then we got it made. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Now, the devil may be against you. Hallelujah. He is against you. And there may be circumstances that come against you. There may be all kinds of things that try to come against you. But praise God, if you keep that mindset, if God be for me, who can be against me? It'll keep you walking in faith and victory. Can you say amen? Amen. And then look at the next verse there. It says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Glory to God. In other words, God didn't hold back his best. If he gave Jesus, if he gave his only son, anything else is less than that. Isn't that right? He gave us salvation. He gave us, his blood. He gave us a new covenant in his blood. We have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. And so if he didn't spare his own son, but freely gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Go over to Psalm 84. I want to just talk to you this morning about the favor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we need to keep a favor mindset. You know, when we keep a favor mindset, it causes us to walk in a realm of faith. But, you know, it's not enough just to keep a favor mindset. We also have to declare the favor of God. We have to speak the favor of God. It doesn't matter, how much you believe in the favor of God if you don't speak it. You know, the Bible says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Hallelujah. It's not enough just to believe. You have to also speak. And so I want to look at a few scriptures today just about the favor of God, because I believe that this is a time of favor for his church. For the body of Christ, this is a time of favor. And this being a time of favor, to me, means that we are not going to have to go through all of the recessions and everything else or whatever else, you know, is going on in the world. Praise God. We are favored of God. And the favor of God does make a difference. Psalms chapter 84. Did you find that? Psalms 84. And let's just start in verse 9 here. It says, Behold, O God, our shield. Hallelujah. And look upon the face of thine anointed. Hallelujah. Look upon the face of thine anointed. Now, you know, of course we know that Jesus is anointed. He is the Christ, which is the anointed one. But you know what? We are Christians. Hallelujah. We are anointed as well. Look over at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hold your place right there. I'm coming back to that. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And let's see. Second Corinthians chapter 1, I'm looking for it here. I know it's there. Here it is, verse 21. Let's start in verse 20. It says, For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Aren't you glad about that? All his promises are yes and amen. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Hallelujah. We are the anointed as well. The body of Christ, you know, when we talk about the body of Christ, we're talking about the body of the anointed one. And the anointing, praise God, is just as much for us as it is for anybody in the body of Christ. You are just as much a part of the anointing as anybody else. In fact, Jesus has shared that anointing with us. He is the head and we are the body. And you know, in the book of Psalms, it talks about when the oil was poured out, the anointing oil was poured on Aaron, and it says that it ran down over his face and over his beard and all down through his cloth and even all the way to the hem of his garment. I mean, from head to toe, He was covered with that anointing oil. Hallelujah. And we as the body of Christ, hallelujah, that same anointing that was poured out on Jesus, hallelujah, it's poured out on us as well. So we're anointed. So with that thought in mind, look at Psalms 84. And look again at verse 9. It says, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." Everybody say, that's me.
That's me.
Glory to God. "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand." I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Hallelujah, amen. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather be, you know, a bellman. I'd rather be, you know, I mean, just, you know, whatever, you know, somebody that just opens and closes the door. I'd rather be that in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. In other words, to have everything that the world has to offer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The anointing of God is better than that. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Ha, 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 ha. "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." Glory to God. I like that. Verse 11 again, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." That word grace there is also, it can be translated favor as well, because favor is part of grace. Hallelujah. When we talk about the grace of God, we're talking about the favor of God. In fact, some places in the Amplified, you know, when it says, you know, a lot of times it'll use the word grace and it'll put in parentheses, "God's unmerited favor." Hallelujah. So we have the favor of God. We got the grace of God. We are partakers of his grace. Hallelujah. The Lord God will give grace or favor and mercy. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Woo! Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that just gets me excited. Hallelujah. No good thing. No good thing. No good thing. Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now that reminds me of what we just read in Romans chapter 8. You know, Romans 8 says, "He that delivered up his own son for us, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things?" All things that pertain to life and godliness are ours because of the grace of God, because of the favor of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you what, I'm excited about that. We're just going to be talking about the favor of God a little bit, because if you understand the favor of God, you'll find out that it'll get you in places that you couldn't get in otherwise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There'll be blessings come upon you, and everybody else will be standing there looking at you like, "Why'd you get that?" I'm telling you, the grace of God and the favor of God, hallelujah, will go before us in our dealings. The Bible says that his favor is for life. Hallelujah. So you know, it's not just for when we get to heaven. It is for life. Hallelujah. It's for life. It's for every aspect of our life. Now, I first learned about favor. We first learned about favor clear back in the 80s. And we saw what it produced in our life because we would claim favor. I'd claim favor in some things. Some of you have heard me talk about this, how that I'd get up and I'd spend time with the Lord in prayer when I was in sales. And this was in the early 80s, you know. And, you know, before I really focused in on that and really spent time with the Lord, he just told me, he said, start getting up, you know, at a certain time in the morning, real early in the morning. And he said, just spend time with me. And as I spent time with him, hallelujah, what used to be rejections every place that I went in sales, all of a sudden I had favor. I mean, when I got a hold of that, you know, and started putting that into operation, I made more in, I think it was 10 days, 12 business days, than I made about three times as much as I had made in any month before that, in my best month before that. Hallelujah. So I started finding out some things that favor will open doors for you. It'll open doors for you that no man can shut. Hallelujah. The favor of God. Seeing we need to expect the favor of God. And I was just, you know, praying, talking to the Lord about some things the other day. And I was saying, you know, it just doesn't seem like I'm seeing the favor in my life, you know, as much as what I did at one time. And he said, you haven't been speaking it. You haven't been confessing it. You haven't been mindful of it. Hallelujah. So I'm getting back on that. I'm talking about the favor of God on my life. Now, favor on our life does not mean that we're better than anybody else. I mean, you know, anybody can have favor. Hallelujah. If they'll just believe God wants to give it to them. Hallelujah, and begin to speak it, begin to declare it. Hallelujah, I'm favored of God. Glory to God, because I'm favored of God. I'm not going to go through all that stuff that the world, you know, talks about that we're going to have to go through, or, you know, whatever, you know, any kind of recessions, oppressions, depressions, obsessions. Hallelujah. Any of those other kind of essions, hallelujah, don't have to come near us. Glory to God. So the favor of God will keep us having preferential treatment. You know, I've found that you know, as we confess favor, you know, and stuff, sometimes that. You know, I'd get upgraded on flights, you know, that, you know, upgrade to first class, or, you know, sometimes even at hotel rooms. I remember one time Debbie and I were celebrating our anniversary, and we were down at the, this was several years ago, but we were at the Ritz-Carlton in Florida, down Key Largo, Florida. And we went in there, and we had, you know, just, we were looking forward to a good time and everything. But I just booked a regular room because their, you know, their suites and stuff were just, you know, just really up there. And so at the time, that was, you know, just a little too much for us. And so I just booked a regular room, but it was at the Ritz-Carlton. Now, that's a nice place to be. And so we were there celebrating our anniversary, and the bellman took us up to our room and everything, took our bags, you know, and everything, put them there. And he says, and what are you here? What brings you, you know, to the hotel today? And I said, oh, we're celebrating our anniversary. I told him what anniversary it was. I can't remember which one it was now. But I said, we're celebrating our anniversary. And he says, you're celebrating your anniversary? He says, wait a minute. He says, I want to do something for you. And he goes back, he leaves the room, and he comes back again. He says, don't unpack before he left. And he went down, and he comes back, and he says, come on, we're moving. I'm going to take you to another room. And he took us to a suite. Hallelujah. Now, that was sweet. because, you know, the nice thing about sweets is that, you know, sometimes somebody in the hotel room doesn't want to get up as early as the other person. That's usually Debbie. Debbie's usually the earlier riser than me. And so she's up and she's out of bed and she goes into the, you know, gets herself ready and goes into the living room and just spends time with the Lord and doing what she wanted to do. And I was spending time with the Lord as well. Hallelujah. But, you know, we've seen that time and time again. We've seen, you know, just the favor of God. And I don't believe that it's coincidence. I don't believe it's just, you know, just happenstance, you know, that we just happen to be in the right place at the right time, you know, although it's good to be in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing. Amen. But, you know, it was the favor of God. It was the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we've seen him do that, you know, just time and time again. But I've seen that it has been more often that happens in our life when we confess it and thank him for it. When we put ourselves in remembrance of it, hallelujah, and then we also are thankful to the Lord. Lord, I'm just so thankful for your favor today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So he says there in verse 9, he says, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." So notice there that he talks about God being our shield. And then in verse 11, it says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." So it talks about him being a shield. Now, let's go over to Psalms chapter 5, and let's look at another scripture concerning favor. And this just, you know, just puts me in remembrance of that shield. Hallelujah. It says, Psalm chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." Hallelujah. Or other translations say, "With favor will you surround him as with a shield." Glory to God. Man, I tell you what, God's shield of favor is awesome. Hallelujah. Not only does it protect us from the enemy, but it also brings us into favor with people that we need favor with. Hallelujah. Everybody say, thank God for the favor of God. Now let's back up just one verse before that, because I like what that says there too. It says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee," what?
Rejoice.
"Let them ever shout for joy." "Because you defend them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." You notice there that it talks about three times it mentions something about joy in that one verse. Hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy. But notice that it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice." You know, I've noticed that the more that I've got my trust in God, the more I can rejoice. I can't rejoice if I'm not trusting him. You know, and a lot of times, you know, people are having a hard time rejoicing because they're having a hard time trusting him. And many times people are having a hard time trusting him because they're not rejoicing. You know, sometimes you've got to, you know, throw the wood on the fire before you get the flame. Sometimes you just got to rejoice by faith. Rejoice by choice. Hallelujah. Just choose to brighten up and praise him. Hallelujah. Now, notice there, though, that let's look at that again. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Well, we did some shouting in here this morning, didn't we? Sometimes people don't understand that, why we are a shouting church. That's just part of rejoice. Rejoicing. Hallelujah. Giving the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that doesn't, you know, a lot of times that doesn't go over real big in modern day churches, you know, and stuff, because we want to be cool. I realized a long time ago, several years ago, that, you know, being cool, another word for being cool is being lukewarm. I'd rather be hot. How about you? But, you know, so many times we you know, churches, you know, just try to gear all their services toward being cool. Let's just be cool, man. Let's go out, let's just have a little wine cooler and just be cool and, you know. But, man, I tell you what, the people of God are supposed to rejoice. We're supposed to shout for joy. Nothing wrong with that. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I can rejoice because I've got His favor. And you know what? When I realize I have His favor and I'm declaring His favor, praise God, I'm more apt to rejoice and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. So let's read the whole thing again. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Man, I tell you, we got a bunch of doers of the word in here. You can go into a lot of places and you find people that are hearers of the word. But I like pastoring a church of people that are doers of the word. Hallelujah. So let's just do it. I'm going to read it and you do it. Hallelujah. Now wait a minute. It's my turn. If you hadn't done it yet, this is your opportunity to be a doer of the word. Because not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word are blessed. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Woo! All right. Part two. Let them ever shout for joy. Woo! Because thou defendest them. Oh, I'm glad about that. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's couple that together with the favor. The next verse, then. For thou. Now, you know, when he says for, that just joins that last verse with this verse. You notice that? He doesn't just start with, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. He says, for. You know, you don't start a thought like that. For, no, it's a continuation of something you had before. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. I got a shield around me. It's the favor of God. How about you? He says, now look at that. He says, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Well, somebody says, well, I just don't know that I'm righteous. Well, you better find out that you are. If you're not righteous, get saved. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then you receive the free gift of righteousness. And you reign in life as a king. That's what it tells us in Romans 5. Hallelujah. The free gift of righteousness. So the favor of God is not something that you earn. It is not something that you merit on your own. Hallelujah. The favor of God, hallelujah, is something that he bestows upon us. Because he loves us. But you know what? When somebody wants to give you a free gift, they can be the biggest giver that there is, but if you're not a receiver, it's not going to do you any good.
That's right.
Oh, no, I couldn't receive that. No, I would never say I'm righteous. Well, you better read your Bible, because God says you are. If you're his child and you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are righteous. The Bible talks about the free gift of righteousness. A gift is not something you earn. A gift is something that's given to you. It's not because of our goodness, it's because of his goodness. Hallelujah. Just get that settled right now. It's not because of my goodness, it's because of his goodness. I am righteous, and since I'm righteous, hallelujah, he encompasses me with favor as with a shield. Now, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. To the glory of God. In other words, we have to add our yes and amen to his promises. Amen means so be it. Hallelujah. So when God says you're righteous, you say so be it. I'm righteous. Hallelujah. God says you have favor. I compass you about with favor as with a shield. You say, amen. Glory to God. I have the favor of God. I'm surrounded by his favor. Hallelujah. So, if the Lord's been getting on to me about this, I believe he's maybe wanting to get on to the rest of us about it as well. We need to start confessing favor. Hallelujah. You confess the favor of God when everybody else is getting a demotion, you're getting a promotion. When everybody else is getting a pay cut, hallelujah, you're getting a pay increase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look over at Psalms 102. Psalms 102. Let's look at this. Psalms 102, starting in verse 1. It says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread." How many of you say that this guy is in trouble? He's calling out to the Lord, "Help! Help, Lord, this is all the stuff I'm going through. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass." Man, I'd say this guy's in a pretty sad shape, wouldn't you? "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Hallelujah. Now he says, "Hey man, there's been some rough times. I've been through some rough times, but Lord," hallelujah. All of a sudden it occurs to him, wait a minute. It don't matter what happened yesterday. It don't matter what happened last year. It doesn't matter what my past has been life. It doesn't matter even what my circumstances look like right now. Hallelujah. "Lord, I am excited because," verse 13, "thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." You know, that's Zion. There's a literal Zion, you know, which is Israel, but also Zion. The church is also called Zion. Hallelujah. And he says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come." There's a set time. Hallelujah. I believe that we are entering into the time of God's favor as never before. And it doesn't matter what we've been through before. It doesn't matter what we've experienced. It doesn't matter how bad things have gotten. It doesn't matter what your circumstances have been. Glory to God. You are a part of the anointing and the anointed ones. You are a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And as we stand up and declare it, we just say that, you know, and that's why I don't have a problem at all saying 2014 is going to be the best year we've ever had. This is a year of God's favor. This is just a year of God's grace. It's a year of God's mercy. Hallelujah. It's a year where God wants to show himself strong as never before. It's the set time of his favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, it can be favor all around you, but if you've got an umbrella of unbelief up, you ain't going to get wet. The rain can be falling. Hallelujah. The blessing can be coming. But you know what? You need to take that umbrella of unbelief down. Hallelujah. Get on under the spout where God's favor comes out and God's glory comes out. God's blessing comes out. God's healing comes out. Hallelujah. Everything we have need of, God's favor comes out. Hallelujah. And you get that umbrella of unbelief, throw it away. Hallelujah. Don't just put it in your closet because then you can get it out later. Throw it away, tear it to shreds. Hallelujah. Get rid of it. And begin to claim the favor of God on your life. I believe we're going to see favor as never before. I just can't think of, I mean, I can't help but thinking of some of the times that God has favored us. And, you know, and when I started looking at those times, you know, when that it was the most frequent, I realized it was when I was confessing the favor of God the most on my life. Drawing close to him and thanking him for his favor. Hallelujah. Look over at, let's look at one more scripture in Psalms, Psalm 44. Psalms talks so much about the favor of God. How many of you are, you're believing to take new ground this year? I don't care where you're at, take some ground. Hallelujah. If you're paralyzed, take some ground. I mean, even if you just say, I'm gonna move my little pinky. I want to do something. I'm taking some ground this year. I'm not giving up ground. See, the devil is always trying to take our ground from us. Hallelujah. The promised land. The promised land is not heaven. They used to sing an old unbelieving song, you know, about here I stand, you know, in the wilderness, casting an eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. Oh, come and go with me, come and go with me. Who will go with me to Canaan's land? Canaan's land is not when we get to heaven. See, a lot of the old timers just thought, you know, that's Canaan's land there. The reason I know it's not when we get to heaven is because there were giants in the land of Canaan. We're not going to have any giants. We're not going to have any battles when we get to heaven. Canaan's land, the promised land for us as believers, praise God, is right here, taking our ground right here and dispossessing the devil from off of our possessions. Possession of health, possession of all of our needs met, prosperity, hallelujah, all of that stuff that the devil tries to keep us out of. But it's the set time to go in and possess the land. Now, look at Psalm 44. And let's look at verse 3. This is powerful. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst favor unto them. Hallelujah. How'd they get the land? Praise God. Because God had favor on them. How are you going to take the land? It's not going to be by your own strength and your own ability and, you know, your own power and your own might. Glory to God. It's going to be by faith. By faith. Hallelujah. We possess the promises of God. Hallelujah. By faith, we possess the favor of God. You don't have the favor of God without faith. Hallelujah. Because faith declares, faith reaches out and says, I have what God says I have. I have the favor of God. So anything that you're going to possess this year, hallelujah, you're going to do it by the favor of God. You're not going to do it by your own strength. You're not going to do it by your own might. Hallelujah. He wants you to do it by his favor. That reminds me of Isaiah 45. I like it. Hallelujah. It's talking about Cyrus, you know, and you know, King Cyrus. But it says, God says there, it says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places that you may know that I am the God who calls you by your name. Now I know that was spoken specifically for Cyrus, hallelujah, but I tell you what, I take it as my own. Because of the favor of God, I declare God is going before me. His favor goes before me. Makes the crooked places straight, breaks in pieces the gates of brass, and cuts asunder the bars of iron. In other words, every obstacle is removed. I'm brought into places, hallelujah, that I couldn't get into by myself. And you know what? God wants all the glory. God wants us to recognize that it is his favor that brings us into those places and into those situations. It's favor, hallelujah, that they brought you the best steak that they had, hallelujah. It's the favor of God that they brought you the biggest, juiciest shrimps, hallelujah, that were the fattest lobster tail, hallelujah. It's because of his favor, glory to God, that you get into places that you couldn't get in before. Experience things that you couldn't have experienced if it had not been for the favor of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me just say this. The closer I am to somebody, or I'll say it this way, the closer somebody is to me, the more apt I am to do them a favor. Isn't that right? If somebody's close to me, if I have a close relationship, hallelujah, with somebody, I'm more apt to do them a favor than somebody who's just, you know, I hardly ever see. Do you think God's any different? Hallelujah. When you say, Lord, would you do me a favor? I tell you what, he's especially inclined when we just, you know, we don't just come to him every time we need a favor, but we hang out with him. Now, some people, if they come and say, would you do me a favor? I would say, well, tell me what it is first, and then I'll let you know. But if I'm in covenant with somebody and we, you know, we are, we're close to where that there is that mutual trust in our relationship, hallelujah, and they come to me and ask, would you do me a favor? I say, sure, you name it, whatever it is. What can I do for you? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we have a covenant with God, and it's a covenant of favor. Glory to God. And the more we walk in that covenant, and the closer that we draw near to Him, He says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Hallelujah. And, you know, God is just looking to do you a favor when you're close to Him. Sometimes He might even ask you, what can I do for you? Even before you ask. Is there anything I can do for you? I'd just like to do you a favor. Hallelujah. A favor. That means a special blessing. That means something that is above and beyond many times what our expectation is. Hallelujah. Doing a favor. I mean, Debbie does favors for me all the time. Hallelujah. I try to do as much for her, but I mean, she is a woman. We've got a covenant with God. And I mean to tell you, she takes care of me and she does favors for me. Why? Because we're close together. Hallelujah. She trusts me. I trust her. I don't even have to say, would you do me a favor? She thinks about it ahead of time. Cuts me up an apple and brings it to me when I'm studying. Hallelujah. Things like that. You know, that's a favor. Well, God wants to do favors for you. But you know what? That also means God might come to you and say, would you do me a favor? See, it's got to work both ways. If I want God to favor me, I need to favor Him as well. I need to put Him as a priority. I need to make Jesus my Lord. Hallelujah. Not just punch my ticket to go to heaven when I die. Make Him my Lord. Have fellowship with Him. Get in His Word and read His Word. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Pray. Spend time fellowshipping with Him. Hallelujah. I tell you what, all of that builds for the favor of God. You say, well, then aren't you working for it then? Aren't you working for God's favor? No. You're looking at it in completely the wrong perspective when you think of it that way. Debbie does favors for me not because I did something and she's trying to pay me back. She does favors for me because I love her. I do favors for her because she loves me. We love each other. Where there's that relationship. I want to spend time with the Lord. I don't do it to try to get something from Him. Stop making prayer a time that you're trying to get God to do something for you. Instead, start making prayer a time when that you're there to bless the Lord. Lord, I'm here to bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to worship you. I want to magnify you. See, that's how we get favor of God. I do it because I want to. I do it because I love Him. I don't do it because I'm trying to get something from Him. See, you're putting the cart before the horse when you try to do that. Well, if I just do this enough and do that enough, you know, then I'm going to be good enough and God will favor me. No. Start thanking Him for His favor and start spending time in His presence. Don't you want to spend time in the presence of the one who favors you? Hallelujah. And then you just watch and you see the favor of God start to come. But you need to thank Him for it and confess it as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you get something out of this today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just lift a hand up, just right where you're sitting there. Just to lift a hand up and say, thank you, Father. I love you so much. And I thank you for the free gift of righteousness that you've bestowed upon me. Because of that righteousness, I'm surrounded with favor, as with a shield. Lord, I draw near to you. Help me, Lord, to never forget your nearness. Help me to never take for granted how much you love me. Thank you for your favor. I declare I have favor in my life. In the name of Jesus, that favor brings me places. It brings things to me. It causes relationships to be established. And it protects me. Thank you, Lord. I am favored. I'm your favorite child because I'm favored of you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. And before we leave here today, maybe you would say, you know what, Pastor, I...
For more information about the full line of services and ministry products from Light of the World Christian Center, feel free to contact us at 3301 Southwest Gage Boulevard, Topeka, Kansas, 66614. Or visit us on the web at www.lotwcc.org.